Alrighty, everyone, this is going to be a quick podcast. I just want to say I'm pretty happy to be alive after that flight. It's 73 degrees here in Chicago. It's the beginning of March. We don't have this kind of weather. And the wind gusts were insane. So the landing was a little bit scary. I was sitting next to a woman and her mom was in the middle of us who does not like flying. She was all nervous on the takeoff. I can't imagine the poor inner heart of hers and her fear when we were trying to land. So I prayed for Jesus to give her peace and to help guide the pilot's hand so that we would land safely. When I left the plane, I looked at the pilot and I said, "Nice flying." He said, "That was pretty bad." Now that says something when the pilot actually admits that it was a little bit scary. And the flight attendant said, "I'm surprised we didn't have a round of applause when we landed because we really should have." Wow. The whole trip there and back, I had my flight delayed, which meant that I couldn't connect in Dallas, so I had to drive back to Houston. Just a mess of the travel. And if something like that seems to be harassing you, maybe in your life you have just a bunch of stuff that seems to happen, cast out the spirit of harassment. I forget about that one a lot until my girlfriend said, "Hey, cast out the spirit of harassment." I'm like, "Oh yeah, I forgot about that one." She's like, "That's a big one." And I know a lot of you in the conference might be joining this podcast for the first time. Remember, there's a book that gives you a list of spirits that we all should familiarize ourselves with. It's called Deliverance Prayers for the Lady. It's by Census Traditionis Press. But all you have to do is just type in Father Ripperger, Ripperger, and then Deliverance for the Lady or Deliverance Prayers. It'll come up. Get yourself that book. We have to arm ourselves in this spiritual battle. I'm not saying that everything is Satan or the devil always makes you do it, because that's not the case. Remember, there's three voices that we discern: ourselves, God, and evil. And it's really important to see and pay attention to how you might be attacked and what kind of spirits are out there. That's the walk, everyone. But you have the actual rules. You know how to win because God told you how to win. In the name of Jesus Christ, greater things than these will you do, as he said, right? In his name. All right. So how are you all doing? Monday morning motivation. I'm coming to the membership group, the Soul, Mind, and Body membership group on Monday. That's an exclusive video. For those of you who don't know what the Soul, Mind, and Body group is, it's where too much information goes on. It's where I share a lot of intimate stuff. But I also have over 100 videos, maybe even 150 at this point, sharing how the keto diet changed my life. What is the keto diet? How can you change your lifestyle? Plus, I even have workout videos out there, which help us get some mobility and flexibility for those of us who haven't really moved our body in a long time. And by the way, they're all fully clothed workouts where you can do it anywhere, anytime. And, of course, the soul. I have a mental prayer video and a personal petition video. How do we pray to the Lord? Lord, hear my petitions. There's a bunch of stuff out there, people. So if you're interested in the soul, the mind, and the body, maybe you want to join. Click join on my YouTube channel. It's $4.99 a month. Honestly, I don't care if you pay $4.99 for the 1 month, watch every single video, get yourself up to speed, and then cancel it. I don't care. I'm trying to find another platform that helps us collaborate better. I've got some of my Soul, Mind, and Body membership family members that have reached out and said, hey, we want to help you. We want to help put together a place where we can communicate, where we can collaborate, where you and I can not just be on a live YouTube stream where I just see your comments. So I'm excited about that. Stay tuned because I am finally on the ground for a while. I don't travel again until the middle of April. So there is going to be a lot of focus on some of my personal stuff, wrapping up all the legal stuff with my dad and my husband, and then figuring out what I'm doing with that place in Tennessee. So I know a lot of you are praying for me, and what I'm hoping that you're praying is that God's will be done. Because I'm discerning between the three voices, and I guarantee it is not the devil. I guarantee it. So it's me or Satan. Oh, whoops, me or God. Sorry about that. And I want to make sure that it's him. So just a reminder, how do you know if it's God's will? When you keep having doors open. When you think, how is this possibly going to happen? And then doors open. I was talking to Sherry Broussard, who's the woman who started the Christ in Her conference last year for the very first time. They have a men's conference down there that's pretty big. And she's like, we should do a women's conference, never having done one before, not having the money, the location, the place, the experience. And God provided in massive ways for her the first time and for the second year. So that's God. Now, if she didn't get donations and she couldn't find a place and this happened and that happened and things just started slamming in her face, even though she wants to bring Jesus and the Catholic faith to people, maybe it wasn't God's will for her to do it. But that's not the case. So all of us need to be paying attention to these decisions in our lives. Maybe it's a job change. Maybe it's marriage, children. Maybe it's moving or not. That's what happened when my husband and I were looking for land to build on. Every time we would go look at a piece of property or even go online, it would be snatched up right before our eyes. Except for this property that we have. And I was surprised that that property wasn't snatched up right from under us. Eventually, we had another couple bid on it. Both of our offers were rejected, and we had to make another offer. But in the end, it ended up working out where the land became ours. And so now I want God to tell me what to do with it. And I don't have a clue how to do what I'm going to do. But if I keep stepping forward and somehow, some way, it happens. Or this step works, the next step works, and so on, that's how I'm going to walk. And it's pretty cool to be giving your whole life to God and saying, hey, can you help me out here? And trusting that he's going to be loud and clear and is going to make it known what his will is. And you can't hear God's voice if you don't pray. If you haven't heard him in your life before, if you haven't seen him in nature, in and through other people, in all those God incidences in your life that you're just not paying attention to, or because you never sit in silence with him. So I said this at the conference, I do have a 40-day video prayer course where I walk with you. It's a short little video, 3 minutes, but we Focus on one thing every single day for 40 days. It's called Go Deep, 40 Days of Prayer, Love, and Grace. And then at the end of 40 days, which is a biblical number for testing, it's change, you should have a practice in place. You are building that foundation to then take your prayer into mental prayer and contemplative prayer and go up the 9 levels of prayer, which most of us barely get past the vocal prayer stage. And it's really important to build that relationship with the Lord. Why? Because we need Him, especially when we're looking at making change in our lives. Sorry. It's been a long day. Yeah, my tongue isn't working. Oh, did you hear that? I don't know what we got. Maybe a crane? Oh, it was just a goose. I wonder if it was the lone goose up there. I don't know. Okay, back to prayer and change. It's Lent. How is your Lenten sacrifice or your Lenten resolution going? If it's not going so well, I guess my question is, are you praying your way through it? Because change is not easy. And we love to be in a comfortable place. And in some cases, we also comfort ourselves with some of these things that we're trying to quit. And it goes beyond just the substances of alcohol and drugs. It's pornography, gaming, gambling, watching TV, like way too much, you know, like being stream addicted. Maybe it's social media where you find that you scroll and scroll and scroll and all of a sudden a couple of hours are gone. Because we've trained ourselves. We've trained our bodies. We've trained our minds. And we've trained our souls. Not to rely on God, not to be humble, not to pay attention. And to allow these things into our lives because we don't want to face the truth about what's really going on. So it's really important that we turn to Jesus and we ask for His mercy and to please change our hearts. And we're going to do a couple more videos. By the way, I am going to do the Monday Morning Motivation for the Soul, Mind, and Body group. I will come with another group, public, if you will, video to talk about how we can say no when other people say yes. How we can fight that comfort zone in our lives and really look at comfort as a crisis in today's day and age, especially here in America. And I know there are people in Australia and in London and in Ireland and in Canada that listen to this. I'm sure it's the same where you are. The culture wants us to be lazy. The culture wants us to fall into what the world tells us will make us happy, which if anyone is on the journey trying to seek Jesus, you know that there are so many lies that we have bought and we've got to get ourselves out of that state of mind. Alrighty, I love you all. Stay tuned. I'm going to get back to those thank you cards and pour my love out to all of you. Every single person that was at the Christ in Her conference, I've prayed my rosary as I was driving to Houston. And I just love you all so much. Find something more with God. Soul, mind, and body. And I cannot leave until we pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, into our hearts, into our minds, into our souls, into our bodies. We are yours. We are called to be different. And we know that there's freedom on the other end of this stronghold that has us all battling it. We're all broken. But we know that with your love, with your mercy, and with your power, we can kick out these evil spirits that are attacking us, and we can reprogram our minds and our bodies easily when we're paying attention. So Lord, we ask you to come into our heart and enlighten it. Open our eyes, pull the scales off, open our ears so that we can hear the truth about what we are doing in our lives so that we can be bold and reach out to you in humility for that change so we can get out of our comfort zone and be the people that you have made us and called us to be. Heavenly Father, we are going to take a moment and pray for every single person that has left this earth passed before us, and we are going to pray for those souls in purgatory as we speak their names now. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, please pray for every single one of us, us sinners, and take our petitions to your Son, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In your name, Jesus, we pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, now I'm going to end this. Find something more with God, soul, mind, and body, and have a blessed and inspired Lord's Day.